Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Thank you for coming to my channel. Now, it's not often I wear a tie, so enjoy it whilst you can. I was just wearing one anyway today. I thought I'd give you a treat. This is about John Healey's resignation from the cabinet of the United Kingdom. Now, Healey was the defence secretary, not quite a household name, but he was one of the better known Labour cabinet ministers, partly because defence is such a topical issue. John Major, that conservative prime minister back in the 90s, he famously said that there are no votes in defence. Now, John Major was an absolute moron, but he was on the money with that one, because there are not many people say, I'm going to vote for a party or spend more on defence, even when that's important. People want bread and butter improvements. They want lower tax. They want higher economic growth. They want lower inflation, lower unemployment. They want, you know, lower waiting lists for the NHS, a lower crime. Defence is way down the priorities. And so that's been the Cinderella. And since the 90s, it's been huge cuts, about 50% cuts. Some of that was sensible, the peace dividend at the end of the Cold War, but it went too far, cut into muscle, not fat. And obviously, yes, it would be lovely not to have to have defence at all. I mean, the armed forces are a necessary evil, but you'll be really naive to think that they're not necessary, that they're not real threats out of the side, which is not to say the United Kingdom has never aggressed a country or has never been on the wrong side of any conflict or anything like that. But, you know, virtually every country has a military, and you can see why. All right. So I want strong defence, not because I want war, but because I want peace. And, you know, so peace through strength, a bit like the, sort of the Swiss attitude. By beefing up the military, the United Kingdom will make war less likely, not more. I know you can go too far. There's a sort of Thucydides trap where you boost your defence spending, which causes an arms race, and the enemy, someone who got a slight advantage, said, let's go to war now, a preventive war, whilst we have the advantage, sort of Pearl Harbor situation. But yeah, so Healey is out of the cabinet. No doubt a decision he took with a heavy heart. He said he was reluctant. Now, maybe not for the high-minded reasons he says, but he'll probably never be back in the cabinet again. Let's face it, he's pale, male, stale. He's been a Labour MP for decades. He's the wrong colour, he's the wrong sex, he's the wrong sexual orientation, and he's the wrong generation. So he's really not the sort of visual people want in the cabinet. And obviously Labour is obsessed with the optics of identity politics. So I've been reading his resignation. It's not as blistering as some people may have led you to expect, okay? Pointing out he's been in the cabinet for under 2 years, and yes, it's good that they've done things to support Ukraine, okay? And the United Kingdom said, you know, NATO member states need to spend 2.5% of GDP. But, you know, some countries like Spain are not even pretending they're ever going to do that. OK, so it says he's proud of things he's accomplished. He's paying the armed forces more and so on. OK, they've improved military housing and stuff like that, which is a big problem, a fairly easy fix. And one of the reasons people were leaving the armed forces, I know, was guy in the army for 12 years. And that's one of several reasons he was leaving. That strategic defence review, which reported a year ago, said what the United Kingdom's military needs to do over the next 10 years and so on. But, you know, what they've been saying in the Westminster Village is behind the scenes, Healey has beseeched, he's cajoled, he's advised, he's suggested, he's threatened, and push has come to shove that the Prime Minister just won't demand the money. Rachel Reeves is a Chancellor of the Exchequer, but, you know, he could say you either find the money or you're gone. Right. So departments making 1% cuts. I mean, that is a rounding error, partly to fund defence. This defence investment plan has last been finalised, but, you know, it's just not enough. It's not meeting the bare minimum that the United Kingdom needs. There's this Iran war the United Kingdom has been somewhat involved in. There is the Ukraine war, obviously, with Russia constantly publicly threatening to attack the United Kingdom, violating the UK's airspace, and obviously kinetic operations. You know, Starmer's house in London burnt down, okay? Not the one he lived in, but the one he owned. And that's obviously a shot across his bows. The murder of people in the United Kingdom, British citizens, you know, Litvinenko, others, on the orders of the Russian state. So they can't go much further than that. So you need to have a realistic deterrent. Okay, so they're not spending as much as they should do. The British armed forces are puny. No disrespect to the men and women themselves, but they're just not big enough, and they don't have the assets that they need. So Healey has pointed out that they're meant to spend 3.5% of gross domestic product, by 2035. And even that's problematic. You spend what you need to spend, whatever a share of the GDP that happens to be. So if the economy shrinks, you might spend less money than you're spending at the moment. No, this is a top priority. It's up there with healthcare. If you have to cut education or benefits or environmental spending or public transport investment, anything else, you do it. You have to tax more, you have to borrow more, whatever it takes, you spend it, and you worry about paying for it later. And pointed out that the UK is supposed to reach 3% of GDP by 2030. Yeah. And it's not going to happen. So there was just no other way. As a man of honour, there's nothing he could do but to resign. Nevertheless, he says he is supporting the current Labour government, and he has had some warm words for him. Now, fascinating, Sir Keir's reply to John Healey, it doesn't directly dispute anything that he said. And it's obviously quite mannerly. He's that sort of restrained, rather bland character. Lots of excuses about the difficult situation they have for the Conservative government. Okay, and there's some validity to that. Anyway, there he's saying that the defence investment plan is delivering a big increase in defence spending. Well, that's not true. There have been bigger increases, obviously not least during the Second World War, and so on. And he's obviously pleading, you know, financial constraints. All right. So there we go. So, yeah, it's yet another blow to Starmer. Notably, Healey doesn't say that Starmer should resign. Apparently, behind the scenes, he has been saying that. Who is he going to appoint? People talk about Al Carnes, that former Royal Marines officer. Is he one of only two Labour MPs of military experience? But Al Carnes has publicly lacerated his own party over being feeble on defence. So probably not him. But you know, this is just another potential enemy out for Starmer out there on the back benches, probably to back Burnham. And by the way, there's no sign that the Starmer is going willingly, but the by-election is coming up. So will Burnham win? And it's quite likely that he will. He's got a 10 percentage point lead in Makerfield. I didn't think he'll win by quite that much. I think more like 5%. These polls tend to overrate Labour, underrate opponents. Notably, the Conservatives about 1%, making hardly any effort. But the Conservatives is obviously a win-win situation. If Burnham is defeated, Labour's still at a flat spin. If, on the other hand, he wins, there's more Labour civil war, and at least Reform UK, the threat to the Conservative Party on the right, has been seen off, which is why the Conservatives are making virtually no effort. It'd be a waste of time and resources for them, really. Kemi Badenoch wouldn't want to go there and humiliate herself. Starmer's not going to go up there to destroy his party's chances. There was a convention that Labour, the Prime Ministers don't campaign in by-elections. That's obviously not in law. That's what a convention is. But Blair broke that. Starmer broke that sometimes. So yeah, it's a damning indictment of the Labour government by someone who knows better than anybody else. They're simply not spending enough on defence. They don't have many serviceable warships. They have problems with this new aircraft carrier. Whatever they have, the kit, there's just not enough of it. The nuclear deterrent that continues at sea presence. These refits are taking way too long. Can the United Kingdom even defend itself properly? It should just have way more drones and things like unmanned systems to compensate for the relatively low numbers. I know numbers don't matter as much as they used to, partly because of their drones and so forth. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Cannon, 790gmail.com. Goodbye.